Today I got time, cuz. Today I got time, cuz.
Hey, y'all.
You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz.
Hey.
What? What's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me.
Woo!
I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me.
Woo!
I go hard, cuz.
Can y'all see and hear me? How's everybody doing today? Let me make sure y'all can see and hear me, honey. All right, let me mute my little screen here. I hope everybody's doing good today. Give me just a second here. Oh my God, we got a lot of people in the house. Hold on real quick. I hope you guys are all doing good. Thank y'all for joining me. Shout out to all the tea sippers, honey. The dead has arisen, okay? I don't understand why when I step away from social media, people assume that something has happened to me. Honey, God has, you know what I'm saying, dominion over my final life, okay? From the inception to the death. No, I'm not dead. I've just taken a break from social media. I've been chilling on the Discord. And yesterday was my son's 20th birthday. Can y'all believe I got a 20-year-old out here? Honey, I'm still shocked by it. I cannot believe he's 20. So yesterday was his birthday, January 15th. So we went out to eat, you know, spent the day with the boys and their friends and stuff like that. So we had a good time. So I've been doing family stuff, honey. Welcome, 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 everybody. Oh my gosh. Y'all like the shirt? Y'all not like to switch it up. You know, you come to a lovely tea stream, she's going to have on some cute shit. Okay. That nobody else is going to have on, because I be searching for like cute, weird shit. I like cute, weird clothing. Okay. So I hope y'all are doing good. Thank y'all so much. I'm glad y'all like the outfit. Let's see here. We got some super chats. Kasumi Lover sent $10 and said, I wanted to send you some support. Thank you for Oz being credible and being a very positive channel to watch and listen to 100. Love everything from your tea and news and your love and hip hop recaps. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. I appreciate it because y'all keep me going, honey. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for y'all, I'd have left a long time ago. I got other shit going on. But you know what? I enjoy this. I enjoy YouTube. YouTube has been a blessing. As much as they get on my nerves sometimes with the censorship and the nonsense, it's still a blessing that I'm able to do what I love to do. And I know a lot of people are mad and they feel away because, you know, I get paid to state my opinion. We're going to let them keep being mad. Okay. But let me see here. Jess Zipporo sent $4.99. Hey, boo. Hey, sweetie. Thank you for coming through. When I tell y'all, I've also been, you know, enthralled in Game of Thrones. And you know what I'm realizing? My kids are clowning me. I was talking to everybody at dinner yesterday. I'm like, okay, so do y'all watch Game of Thrones? And all of these young people are like, no. I'm like, so nobody was watching this in y'all's high school? Yeah, just like the weirdo kids. Like, nobody watches Game of Thrones, mom. And I'm like trying to like, you know, talk to them like, oh, and then there was this battle. They're like, we hear you screaming every night. You're always shocked that somebody getting beheaded and getting killed. You sit in your room, you cry over these characters. We don't watch Game of Thrones. So the people who watch it, thank y'all, because at least I can talk to y'all. Shout out to Emily. Shout out to Jeanne. She watches it. So I got a few people online that I can like, you know, talk to and relieve my little stress. Because I be going through PTSD. I be in my room, y'all, crying, upset. Okay, so I am now, and I'm going to start every stream with Game of Thrones references. So, you know what I'm saying? Sorry for the folks who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but it is what it is. So anyways, I finished season 4. And in season 4, you guys, I watched The Mountain versus Oberyn Martell, you know, the prince. And I was not ready for that. I was shooketh, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. I was shooketh in that battle, because if you guys do not know, people keep asking me who my favorite character is. My favorite character is Tyrion, the little dwarf guy, Peter Dinkle. I love him. And I didn't know him from Game of Thrones. I knew him from being an X-Men fan and watching him in X-Men Days of Futures Past. So that's how I was introduced to him. And I loved his character, you know. So I am so invested in Tyrion. What happened to Shay? Oh my God. King Tywin. I'm just shooketh, you guys. I'm so shooketh. That battle had me screaming at like 3 o'clock in the morning. The kids are just like, you need to stop watching Game of Thrones so late. I was like screaming when the Mountain did what he did. Cause I just knew that Oberyn was going to win. And to see him lost, I was in tears. Cause now I'm like, what's going to happen to Tyrion? Y'all, I've been having a good time by myself, away from social media. Honey, I've been stuck in the 15th century, hanging out with the lords and the ladies and the queens and the kings. Having a good time. Okay, so last but not least, on season four, the final battle. Oh my gosh. The Giants versus the Night's Watch. That was crazy. That had me on the edge of my seats. Yeah, Oberyn did get cocky. You're right, Nisha. He sure did. But the Giants freaked me out. They were so big, so huge. You know, and I don't know the guy's name. Y'all can tell me. The man who ran scared and ran to go hide with Gilly and the baby, with baby Sam and Gilly. I was so pissed off when he ran off. And to see the young dudes from the Night's Watch risk their lives, you know what that really like tells me? Is that even in history, we always hear about the great men. We hear, you know, all these names, King Solomon, Queen Elizabeth, and, you know, I don't know, whoever else, right? But think about how many people that we will never know their names. We'll never know their backstories. We'll never know anything about them. And they died in these different battles and different instances. We'll never know all of those guys who died at the Night's Watch, but they were heroes. So I don't know. Just reminds me of, like, you know, this modern day that even, yes, I have a platform. Okay, Sam didn't hide them. We're not gonna do that. Sam was out there fighting. Don't do that. It was not Sam. Sam brought her there to keep her safe. It was an older white guy. Who's the older white guy who ran down there? Janos Salent. Okay, so it's Janos. It wasn't Sam. Sam fought, honey. Sam had that arrow. He saved a few lives. It was Samuel Boo. Okay, too many names. No, because Sam was the one that likes Gilly. Any damn ways. The guy ran there. He was one of the head leaders who was training the guys, and then he ran to go hide. What's her name? Manexabo, you're blocked. Have a good day, ma'am. Don't be up here self-promoting. But I just felt like, you know what, in that battle, it was so sad because there were so many people's names that we will never know. We'll never know who they were. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they still fought to like save the rest of Westboro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Yes, I defended Sam, Cam. We're not going to do that. Sam is another one of my favorite characters. Y'all are not going to add and, you know, say he was a punk. He ran. No, he did not. Okay. That was one of the headmasters who ran and he hid. I hope he ends up getting caught out. Yeah, it was Janos. It was Janos. I hope he ends up getting caught out. But yes, you guys, I am loving Game of Thrones. To those who don't know what I'm talking about, it is what it is, shit. I can only talk to y'all in the chat because a lot of y'all do watch it and y'all understand. But like my kids and my friends, they be like, we don't watch this show. You need to stop calling us with this shit. I was talking to my girl Lena yesterday at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and because I haven't talked to her in a while, and we were talking about it, and she's like, I've never watched Game of Thrones. I was like, you gotta watch it. So she claims she's gonna watch it. I said, watch it so we can have something to talk about. So we'll see if she starts watching. But everybody else be like, girl, you need to get up out the 15th century and go take a break. But I don't care. I love it. I am here for Game of Thrones. I know I'm like 8 years late, but I don't care. I'm so into this show. So now we can start the show, you guys. Here, let's start. Hope you guys are doing good, honey. Let's see, we got over 5,000 people. Happy Saturday. I'm glad I got to top my little Game of Thrones. Let's go ahead and get onto the topics here. So I got to talk about this whole beef with Asian Doll. Honey, this whole situation is a mess. Asian Doll and James Charles got into it. Asian Doll was out here talking about makeup artists. She feels like makeup artists, y'all are charging way too much money, okay? And she said, basically, if you are charging over $150 to do a beat face, F you, respectfully. You know, like, she's not going to pay that money. Let me see if I can find their back and forth here. Give me just a second. Really quick. Here we go. So she's upset about the fees. And James Charles, I guess he's a makeup artist. I knew he was a makeup guru on YouTube. I didn't know that he actually did makeup, I don't know, for a living. So he took big offense. A few makeup artists took a lot of offense to what she said. So let me go ahead and show y'all this, and then we're gonna talk about it, okay? Give me just a second to share my screen. Oh, I got a few super chats. Let me read the super chats real quick before I show my screen. Let's see here. Kia 1341 sent 20 says, T, I just drove 29 hours cross country and listened to you the entire way. Love you. Thank you so much and be safe on your travels. I appreciate the love and the support, sis. Jay Sanchez says, you should watch Pacific on HBO Next. Real heroes, most Americans won't know their names. Simplify, I love you, T. I love Game of Thrones. It gets even better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I definitely will check it out. People have been giving me a lot of really good shows to watch now that I'm like getting into my little binge watching thing. So thank you. Melanated Spirituality says, Game of Thrones is the truth. You have a long way to go. Just wait. Yes, I know. And it's probably going to take me 2 months, but I'm going to finish it, you guys. I'm going to finish it. Let's see here. Andy Lopez in 49 says, I love watching your videos. I also have a question about the pandemic. Thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Dolores Laceland says, you always put a smile on my face. That beginning today, I got time because is the best epic. Thank you for your smiles and laugh. We need that. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that I'm able to come out here and share my energy with you guys. I know we are in troubling times. A lot of people are stressed out. So if I can put a smile on one person's face, honey, it's made my entire day. So thank you so much for that. Magnetic Source. What's up, Magnetic? He says, love you, T. Class, beauty, smart, entertaining. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Much love. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And thank you for joining me today. Salita Cole says, yes, Game of Thrones is the stuff. I named my white husky Arya. Okay. Would have been named Ghost if she were a boy. I love listening, watching to you, T. Keep doing your thing. Thank you so much, sis. Appreciate you. Deborah Mitchell says, Charles was like, today I got time because he was. Queen Arliss Black says, Game of Thrones books are like 1,000 pages each. The TV series is watered down. They change a few things. Love you, Auntie. Thank you. I've heard a lot of good things about the books. I don't know if I'm going to get into the books, but I've heard that they're really, really good. So let me go ahead here and share my screen with you guys and show you guys this back and forth with Miss Asian Doll and James Charles. So give me just a second here. All right. So we have these two beautiful people. So this is what Asian Doll said here. She says, if you charge over $150 to do a face of makeup, you can go to hell, respectfully. So James Charles wasn't for it. So he says, what a stupid tweet. One, foundation can cost $50. Artists have to buy every shade for their kit. And that's just the first step. It's expensive work as a makeup artist. Either pay an artist's rate for their time and skill or do it yourself or get it done at a counter and risk looking busted. So that is what James says. So then Asian Doll came back and she was like, what a dumbass to be in my business replying to something that has absolutely nothing to do with you. I'm having a debate about hood prices. Baby, stay over there in Hollywood where they have you looking ghost. So that was Asian Doll's reply. And it seemed like a lot of people were not here for James Charles. He started getting drugged. I think some people feel a way about him, though. Let's keep it real. Let's see here. This person says, watching Asian Doll eat James Charles alive is making me cackle. This person says, if I ever see James Charles in public, so many people are going to have to hold me back. Let's be real. Ain't no black woman paying James Charles to do their makeup. So he should have sat there and ate his food. So a lot of people were weighing in on this yesterday. A lot of people definitely felt a way about, I guess, James Charles involving himself and having something to say. Now, I'll say this. While I'm not a makeup artist, the hell, I can barely do my own damn makeup. I've gotten better, but one thing I've noticed is that whenever it comes to something artistic, people always try and find a way to like cheat you or undermine your prices. So I can very much understand this. It's no different me being a videographer and people wanting your services. They want you to record them. They want you to record their music video. They want you to do all this and even being an editor. They want you to edit all types of stuff. And then when you ask them, well, what's your budget? Oh, the budget never matches their dreams, their hopes and dreams. They want a damn big pimping music video. Big pimping, spinning cheese, you know. They want that type of music video, but their budget is $300. Sir, you better shoot that shit in the damn bathtub with a tugboat. What the fuck? People have all these dreams of what they want, but they never had the money, or they want to feel like you should just be happy to just be there on set, as if the, you know, as if the rent man and the car company can just, you know, eat happiness. Here goes a check written for $100 worth of happiness, sir. I hope this suffices. Nah, folks got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, I can definitely relate to that. Even though I'm not a makeup artist, I can relate to that being in media where people will try and pay, you know, will try and play you. You know, they'll want you to do certain things and they don't really want to pay the money. And so my thing is, we all have a choice in life, right? If you feel like somebody's price is too much, then like I always tell folks, the only people that you control in life is yourself. So if you feel like something is too expensive or they're charging too much, and then you have the right to go elsewhere. $150 for a face, I'm out. Cool. You have the right to go elsewhere. But what you don't have the right to do is tell that artist how much they should charge. That's not fair to that artist. And one thing is, people don't understand, a lot of that stuff costs money. The makeup costs money. The brushes. I mean, shit, just a little bit of damn makeup I have here, that shit is damn expensive. And then you talking about every shade, the shades that I have just match me. And I know how much I spend in that bullshit. So I couldn't imagine having to have shades for white people, Asian people, Latinos, and like 50 different shades for black people alone. Because, you know, black folks, honey, we're like every color of the rainbow. So, you know, you can't tell somebody that it's not justified. And, you know, her whole response to that was basically, there was another response she had said about the products where, oh, well, you don't go through those products as fast. But regardless if the products last 2-3 years because of the shelf life, or maybe they may not have as many clients with this particular complexion, they still spent their money on that product, you know, just in case they do get a client that is that complexion. So I think that that's kind of unfair to say that, you know. And what I've noticed with celebrities, okay, not all, because you got some that are good, you know, they will spend money, they will tip well and stuff like that. So we're not going to say all, but what I've noticed with some is that, you know, they love to brag. They very, very, very braggadocious. I got the latest this, the latest that, the best car, the most furs, Balenciagas, Valentino. They know all these name brand names, and they have no problem spending money on those name brands. But then when it comes to looking up to par, when it comes to getting the hair done, the makeup done, that's where they want to skim. So you have no problem paying Gucci $2,000 for a pair of shoes, but you want to skim the makeup artist who's charging $150. You have no problem buying a Balenciaga dress for $5,000, but you want to charge your hairstylist, you know what I'm saying, $50 for an install. Make it make sense. I could agree with Asian Doll if this was an Asian Doll just 2 days ago. Okay? Y'all know I love this shit. Asian Doll, is this you, ma'am? Is this you, Asian Doll? This was Asian Doll 2 days ago bragging about spending $85,000 on a chain with King Von's face. Girl, stop.
What's your chain? Got a chain. And it's high step. If Obsessed was a person. If Obsessed was a person, it would be.
Okay, y'all just see. Let me come back on my damn screen. Asian Doll, stop. Stop. Okay? And I like Asian Doll. She seems like a sweet girl. Stays in a lot of shit. Loves to fight, which she seems like a sweet enough girl, right? Asian Doll, you can't. Okay? I may not be on social media a lot because I'm stuck in the 15th century, but I don't miss shit in this damn century. You can't be on social media bragging, honey, about spending $85,000 for a chain. $85,000, you could put that on a down payment on a house. You could buy a brand new car. You could do a lot of stuff with $85,000. But what you choose to do with your money is your business. Okay, one thing I don't do, I don't count other people's, you know, pockets. What they choose to do with their hard-earned money is their business. But the audacity in this situation. And the ironicness, I don't know if that's a word, in this situation is that you're complaining and telling makeup artists if they charge $150 for a beat face, they need to go on ahead and walk off, you know, F them respectfully. But you just spent $85K on a chain. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, it just doesn't make sense. And that's why I always say people spend money on what they choose to spend money on, what they see value in. Okay. So whatever you deem is valuable to you is where you're going to spend your money. So for her, she sees an $85,000 chain as something valuable because it's a, you know, homage to King Von. But she doesn't see paint and makeup artists as being valuable. So at that point, she needs to do her own makeup. Okay. Or go, you know, go with somebody who's charging $50 for a beat face. But you cannot tell people that they can't charge $150 if they know their skills are up to par. Now, if somebody's charging $150 and you got me looking ashy and my eyebrows are crooked, then we're going to have some problems, okay? But if somebody's good at their job, I don't think there's anything wrong with them charging $150, okay? So that whole situation was a hot damn mess. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Yeah, now I'm quick to pull a flashback, honey. Is this you? let's see here. C. Hart says the paradox of history is not everyone. Everything can be remembered. I love your passion for the show. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat, love. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Jay Sanchez, 715, he says, I'm sorry. My people, yes, I'm black, are notorious for wanting the hookup and not paying for services, but then we want top shelf quality. You better speak on it, brother. And then he says, what's worse that we do this to each other? And that's the truth. And that's the saddest part is that we will, like I always say, people will deem the white man's ice is colder. People will have no problem paying James Charles, but let it be an up and coming black makeup artist. Oh, well, sister, you should hook me up because, you know, we black, you know, you do it for $50. But then they'll pay James Charles $150 and won't bat an eyelash. So, again, you know, we do ourselves a disservice when we do that, because what that does is that it cheapens us to everybody else. And people feel like, you know, things that are done by black people, it's not as worthy as people, as things that are done by other races of people, you know, and we have to respect people's craft. If you like their work, if you like what they're doing, respect their prices. I mean, if it's something outrageous, like, oh, well, I won't do nobody's face unless, you know, they pay me $500. That's a bit outrageous, you know, has to make sense. But again, there's, if somebody's willing to pay it, that's on them, you know? So yeah, we do that to each other. It's sad. Let's see here. Oh my goodness. Kitty the Jackson sent $200. Because I have no sound. That's my little soundtrack, sis. Thank you so much for the $200 super chat. I really appreciate you. She says, just want to show some love. I hope you and your family are well. We are, honey. We are blessed. We are doing good. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. You always come through, and I really appreciate that. Man, I have the best supporters, fans, tea sippers. Y'all are like family. Like, y'all are just really the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime I come on here, y'all just really show love. Y'all don't have to. Y'all do it because y'all want to. I never come on here and tell people you got to send super chats or none of that. So the fact that y'all just do it just because, it means a lot to me. So thank you so much. Marvin D sent 10 says, hey, T, looking beautiful as always. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Marvin. Let's see here. Queen B sent $9.99. She says, if Asian didn't fight with everyone, Rico Nasty, City Girls, Bali Baby, honey, I don't even know who is Bali Baby, all these damn names, Cuban Doll, etc., her career would have taken off by now and she wouldn't have to worry about prices. Ooh. Okay, sis, thank you so much for the super chat. I didn't know she was fighting with all them damn people. That's a shame. Let's see here. Mystery Writers says she said over $150. Thank you for the $4.99. Either way, she's being a cheap ass, okay? Over $150, under $150. If you can spend $85K on the chain, you can hook up your makeup artist. I just feel that way. Let's see here. Kowale04 sent $4.99 says people are saying it's an investment and the clothes can't compare, but they are buying things that are trendy. They're not keeping those items for long. Yeah, but clothes aren't really an investment though, because all of that stuff depreciates. And you got to think about it too, especially with the industry now, the high fashion industry, they've been trying to keep up with the fast fashion industry, unfortunately. See, when we were growing up, there were four seasons. So there were a set of clothes that came out, and every season they were catalogs. Okay, I'm bringing y'all back to the damn now. Y'all remember them damn JCPenney and Sears catalogs? Don't y'all judge me, okay? Every season there was a damn catalog that came to our house. You'd have fall and winter. You had spring and summer. And that's when clothes came out, right? So what has happened with fast fashion, on top of just destroying that damn environment, is that clothes come out every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, there's new outfits, new ideas. You know, you have people like Pretty Little Things, Fashion Nova, and a bunch of other people that really created this fast fashion turnover. So what happened is a lot of these fashion houses like Louis Vuitton, Balenciaga, Gucci, they've had to keep up now with fast fashion. Before, they only came out with the seasons. So a lot of these clothes, they're even worth less now because they're having to keep up with fast fashion lines. Y'all better research, honey. Okay, I know about a lot of these different topics. So a lot of these clothes are depreciating even more because they're having to keep up with fast fashion, because fast fashion has made more money than some of these fashion houses. And that's the true tea. So, you know, certain things do appreciate, like Birkin bags, you know, certain things like that do appreciate. But clothes and things, cars, those don't appreciate like that, you know, unless they're like vintage or something. But yeah. You know, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars worth of clothes. And you got to think about it, too, with celebrities. They can't be seen in the same thing, you know, more than once. Because, again, y'all will shame them. Remember people trying to shame me? People say, oh, you wore that shirt. Bitch, I sure did. So why the hell I have a washer and dryer upstairs? I'm going to wear this shirt again. What world do people live in where they think that people just wear clothes one time and throw it away? Shit. Not in this house. I still got some damn shirts from high school. They're in good condition. Girl, fuck. I rewear my shit. Call me cheap. Call me broke. Call me whatever. But I rewear my shit. I wash my clothes. I iron them. And I hang them back in the closet. So I don't know. I feel bad that people put that pressure on celebrities. Because I'll be damned if I spend $5,000 on a dress. And you tell me I can only wear it one time on Instagram. Bitch, I'm going to be cooking in that dress, vacuuming, cleaning the windows and shit in my $5,000 damn gown. Okay, let's stop shaming people who wear shit more than once. I don't know when that became a trend. I wear the same shit over and over at least once a month. I don't give a damn. Anyways, let's see here. Ashley Vesti said 1999. She says, love you, T. Much love from crazy ass California. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Spiritual Black Boy says, T, you are speaking facts. Don't let Instagram or YouTube silence you. I love you. I love you too. And thank you so much, man. It's been stressful with the silencing. It's been sad. It's been, you know, depressing, because, you know, who wants to be silenced, especially when you're speaking the truth and then other people are free to do the same thing. You know, I'm definitely being picked on by damn Instagram, you know, but I'm just going to take it for, you know, what it is. You know, it is what it is. I'm not going to let it stress me out. I'm going to just keep doing me. But thank you so much for the love and support. It means a lot to me. Let's see here. Tiana Monson 20 said, it's been a while since I sent the super chat. Can't stay long, but keep going. Keep being amazing. Keep being beautiful. Thank you so much, sis. And thank you for coming through and spending some time with me. I really appreciate you. Let's see here. Q sent a 99. A $9.99 sticker, and it says number one fan. Thank you so much, Q. The Panda 3031 sent $5, says, hey, T, looking lovely. Also, Asian doll, don't screw people over on your way up. You will see them on your way down. People pay for your music. Pay other people, too. That is a very good, you know, that's a very good analogy. You know, like we always say, what you see, the folks that you see on your way up, you can see on your way down. You have to watch how you treat people, because those same makeup artists are also fans of your work, you know? So yeah, that is very true. So thank you so much for that. Let's see here. Leah Ali sent $99.99. ding. Thank you so much. She says, me and my 13-year-old love you out here in Cali. Thank you for your dedication. Oh, man. Thank you so much to you and your child. Thank you guys for watching and supporting my channel. It means a lot to me. And thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, man, it's been a lot of interesting stuff. It's been a lot of things going on. We're up to over 8,000 people. If you guys are liking the stream, please make sure you guys hit that like button. Please show some love and support. Don't just be here watching and sipping. You know what I'm saying? Show some love to the channel. So let me go ahead. So that was the whole drama with James Charles and Asian Doll. And like I said, I just feel like, you know, pay people what they're worth. You know, if you feel like their work is good, pay them. You know, there's nothing wrong with paying extra. There's nothing wrong with giving, you know, a tip and things like that. Because, again, especially in this day and age, a lot of people are struggling. You know, you got some people where it hasn't affected, you know, some of us as bad as others. And that's a blessing. And just be grateful that you're in a situation where you haven't been affected or you haven't lost your job. But always keep in mind that there's people who are really struggling, you know what I'm saying, who may have lost their job or who may be temporarily laid off and things like that. And maybe their side hustle is makeup, you know. So, yeah, just be kind to people when it comes to that, because we are living in very strange times. And as musicians, they know that it's hard. You know, they're not able to go on tour. They're not able to do a lot of things. Their money has been played with, too. So, you know, just treat everybody with the level of respect when it comes to, you know, paying them for their worth. So let's see here. Let's go on here. We got the next topic, honey. I might be on here a little bit longer than an hour, but it's okay. I don't got nothing else to do, so I don't know if y'all are busy, but I'm not busy. So if it goes longer than an hour, that's fine with me. I wanted to go ahead. I'm gonna hold off on the loop. Let's talk about Jewels and Sky. Okay. I'm so confused. People are telling me that there's supposedly a sex tape, honey. Okay, so if y'all don't know, a picture popped up on social media. I'm hearing that Jewels. Now, Jewels is Solange's son. He just turned 16. Okay, that's Beyonce's nephew. He posted a picture of him and Sky Jackson. Sky Jackson is sitting on his lap. Let me see. She has on a t-shirt. I don't know if she's wearing panties or not, honey. I don't know. But she's sitting on, I'm sorry, not his lap, on his shoulders. Sitting on his damn shoulders, okay? And they look like they just got done getting it on. You know, she has like this look on her face like he done put in work. I don't know. It's just a really, you know, they're young. So I'm not trying to go there. But she looks very satisfied in the face. She looks really sad. I'm looking at her picture. She looks like, whoo! Let me show y'all this picture. I don't know, you guys. She looks kind of satisfied in the face. I'm just saying. And Jules looks like he don't put in work. I ain't talking about children, honey. But, you know, teens have sex. I'm sorry. Teens have sex. I don't know what y'all want me to, you know, I'm going to keep it real. Shit, teens have sex. Shit, I had sex as a teen. So, I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I believe there might be some truth to the rumors. Let me go ahead and show y'all this picture. That is a picture that is going around social media, honey. They are saying that Jewels... I don't know. Knows what is his last name? I don't. Smith, Beyonce's nephew, Solange's child. They're saying that basically he smashed Sky. Now you see her shirt is raised, her thighs are on the back of his neck. They have on similar socks. Now, y'all know, you know, that's our logic. If the socks match, they're smashing. Well, we said that about Naya Rivera's sister and her baby daddy. So anyways, so people have been dragging Sky. They're like, first of all, Sky, you're 18. You're about to be 19. When that picture was taken, Jewels was only 15, going on 16. So they're saying it's very creepy that she's 18, messing with a 16-year-old. Now, again, the internet is so fake. I just love the fakeness of the internet. I love how everybody's outraged about this. Do I think that Skye's innocent? Absolutely not. I'm not one of those people. I don't give a damn how tiny she is in stature. I don't care that she's the size of a pea. Okay, I don't think she's innocent at all. I think she's a very cute girl. But I think, you know, Skye's name been out there, okay? They don't, the one rapper baby mama tried to fight her. Then she got into a bad baby. You know, Skye, I would see her, you know, putting little hearts in NLE Chopper because I follow him. I be seeing her in his little comments. You know, Skye be doing her thing, okay? So I'm going to say this. Are they smashing? Probably. And who cares? This ain't, Skye got a mama and Jules got a mama. If Solange ain't out here cussing them out publicly and Skye mama ain't saying shit, why y'all so upset? And then folks said that supposedly Jules leaked the sex tape. Now, I haven't seen it and I really don't want to see it because ain't the boy's underage. So if there's a sex tape, you talking about two, well, no, she's not underage, but he's underage. So wouldn't that be child pornography if y'all are slinging the sex tape around? You know, that's the rumor. I don't know if it's really out there. They're saying that Jules is messy. They said he's always in the shade room, teens stirring up shit. I don't know. It's funny because it's like Beyonce is so like, you know. Y'all know Beyonce, Jay-Z. They try to act like they're so above social media. They only follow like two people a piece. But now you got Jules, honey, you know, trending all over Twitter. You know, like the Beyonce clan, they try to keep everything pristine. They don't want y'all know what, you know, anything about their family unless they tell y'all, unless they bring y'all in. So to see Jules trending for smashing Skye, I was like, damn, where grandma knows? You better get your damn grandson. This entire situation is a hot mess, but I mean, is she smashing up? She could be. And if she is, so what? You know what I'm saying? Y'all act like Skye is 25 and he's 15. They're a few years apart. How many people in high school, you got freshmen dating juniors and seniors? Like, I don't understand why on social media, people try to act so oblivious to shit that happens in the real world all the time. You know what I'm saying? But let's also keep it real. If the genders were reversed, there'd probably be a lot more outrage. You know, if this was 18-year-old Jules smashing 15-year-old Skye, that definitely would be, you know, it'd be looked down on even more. But I mean, as far as all this, I don't know. I mean, he's a very handsome young man. You know, she's a cute little girl. But I could see them being together. I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to do. Y'all want me to whoop him? Where's my belt? People was tagging me in this story. What y'all want me to do? I'm going to let their mamas handle that, okay? If Solange is upset, you know, she'll figure it out. She'll do what she got to do, you know? So it is what it is. But yeah, that picture, I don't know, man. That look that Skye has on her face looks like he just got done putting in work. But yeah, he's 16 now, but they're saying when that picture was taken, he was 15. So I don't know, hoodie. You know, these damn internet folks. They don't miss shit and they keep a bunch of shit going. Let's see here. Jerry Brazil says, woo, I made it. I would beg my parents to get me Jordans. Think they were $100 and up back in the 90s. Thank you so much for the super chat. And they're still $100 and up even in 2021. Jordan, they're even more now. They're like $300 now for a good pair of Jordans. But thank you. Fitness Boy Bastian says, oh, Lord Skye, why am I getting the feeling that Azealia is going to come out dancing with a machete and a bald cat head, dragging her again? Oh, yeah, I'm waiting to see what Azealia Banks has to say about this situation. You know she's sipping slow, honey. She can't stand Skye Jackson. Let's see here. Millis says, Jules is breaking the family tradition. I agree, because Jules knows damn well Beyonce don't allow this social media foolishness. Beyonce, better go get your damn nephew. He got y'all out here looking crazy. Let's see here. So Sina Way says, I hope I'm not too late for the tea. It's 1 o'clock in the morning in Qatar. Looking pretty, lovely woman. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining the stream. You're not late. I've only been on about 30 minutes. So thank you. Man, this whole situation with Skye and Jules just, I don't know. It made me kind of laugh because you had people that were like really like pissed off on Twitter. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. Go take your energy and put it towards something more important than who Sky and who Jules is smashing. You know, like I said, he's a very handsome young man. You know, is anybody surprised that he's having, you know, relations? Y'all sit and watch Family Hustle. How long has T.I.'s 14-year-old son been fucking? Like, let's stop with the hypocrisy. You know what I mean? Like, why is everybody shocked? Let's see here. And I missed some super chats. Kiba C. Senfai says, T, you on a roll. I love how you break things down. Love you, sis. Love you, too. And thank you so much, you guys. Let's see here. Let me go ahead. I want to talk about the situation with Lucci. I want to do an update on that situation here. So I had did a video the other day about Lucci's arrest. And I was telling y'all in that video that the whole situation just didn't sound right to me. And even though we met him and, you know, we filmed and all that stuff, you never really know people. So it's not one of those situations because I met him, there's all these excuses. Absolutely not. But for me, I'm always going to wait for more information to come out. But the thing with social media is that people don't want to wait for facts. They hear one thing, they run with it. I mean, you had some people making it seem like he was out here, like he was a serial killer. Like that's what he did, you know, in between rapping, he was a serial killer, just shooting people. And I'm like, that the situation just doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? So let's wait for more info. So what ended up happening is that basically it came out that Lucci turned himself in. It was a little bit after I had dropped the video. He ended up turning himself in. And this is what they're saying happened. Okay, now this situation is messy as hell. Give me just a second. And then his lawyer also spoke. I'm going to also read what his lawyer had to say, too. So give me just a second. So this is what's being reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They're saying that the shooting occurred on December 10th when Lucci and three gang members allegedly drove into a rival gang's territory. Keep that in mind. Shortly after they arrived, two people inside the car, James Adam, okay, and Rayvon Boyd, reportedly began shooting at people in the area. This led to an exchange of gunfire. Adams was reportedly shot in the head during the shootout and was subsequently manually ejected from the vehicle. And that is when they found his body laying in the street. The other guy was also hit by the rival's bullets. So for y'all who don't understand, what's going on is basically this. Okay, there's a lot of gang beef going on. Not just in the industry, but just in general. You know what I'm saying? I keep telling y'all, they're going to these hoods and, you know, they're signing people who are still involved in the streets. You know, so they're over the whole studio gangster thing that they used to do in like the early 2000s. Now they want real gangsters. And anybody who knows Lucci knows that Lucci is still in the streets. So what happened is that Lucci and his, well, it was five people total. They were all in the car. Lucci was the driver. The 17-year-old was there as well. James Boyd and then the other guy who also got shot. They went into rival territory with guys they had been beefing with and they started doing a drive-by. Well, again, because people never think things all the way through. Remember I said this a few streams ago when it comes to fights like King Von? People always think of themselves as the victor, not realizing that, you know, anything can happen. You know, y'all have in their mind, I'm about to whoop this person's ass, not realizing maybe that person can fight too. And I might leave with a few lumps on my damn forehead. So they went in thinking, okay, I'm about to fight this person. I'm about to shoot these people, but not realizing that those people had guns too. And they started shooting right back. So when the rival gang started shooting back, guess what? Just like in Game of Thrones, they hit their target too. So they shot some of theirs. The rival gang shot some of Lucci's boys. So James Boyd was shot in the head and the other one was shot in the stomach. They couldn't go to the hospital. Why? Because Lucci's high profile, he's a rapper. And they might have been spotted at the scene. So if they would have took them to the hospital, it wouldn't have been a good look. So I'm assuming they must have dropped off the one dude, maybe up the block. Like you run your ass into the fire station, see if they'll help you. But they kicked the other boy out. And that's the 911 tape that we all heard, where the woman, and this was in broad daylight, where the woman saw the white SUV pull up, they threw him out the car and they skirted off. Now, I say that to say this. This is why people have to realize when they get involved in shit like gangs. I could say the mafia, but I don't know if anybody's joining the mafia. But gangs, realize there's no honor amongst people who do dirt. Just like they say there's no honor amongst thieves, there's no honor amongst criminals. That was their own homeboy, and they kicked him out the car and threw him out like a bag of trash. But that's how it is in this world. And this whole situation is just, to me, it's disgusting. And this is what you kind of call instant karma. They went to go do harm unto other people. And, you know, they never thought that that same harm could come back to them. He was the shooter, the one that got shot in the head. He was the shooter and got shot right back. Isn't that crazy how quick karma can work? It's scary. That's why we have to watch the things that we do, the way that we treat people, the things that we involve ourselves in. Now, Lucci was the driver. He wasn't shooting. But this is what I find very interesting. Okay. Yeah. Very grimy. The streets are grimy. You know, everybody wants to have this watered down version of the streets via music, but this is real life, you know? So let me go ahead and, show y'all what Reginae had to say. I'm going to also read what his lawyer had to say, too. So give me just a second here. And like I told you guys on my stream, Reginae's not leaving him anytime soon. I already knew that. So this is what Reginae had to say. She says, "Hey, guys. Ray wants you all to know he's in good spirits and doing well. Thanks for all the prayers and well wishes. He will be home soon." Okay. So that is what Reginae had to say. I'm not going to judge Reginae because she's young and we have enough people constantly judging young Black women. You know, I'll hold Reginae to task when I need to. I'm not going to judge her too much because I think she's holding out on hope. Also, Reginae is dealing with a situation where her father also got caught up with the gun charge. He's looking at 10 years in prison. He has a court date coming up. And now her boyfriend, the guy that she chose to go back to and be in love with, is now looking at murder charges. I think that she may low-key be dealing with some trauma behind this. And she needs to think twice if this is somebody that she feels is worthy of holding down and standing alongside him. Because if he can drop off his homeboy and they can manually eject him out of a car when the homeboy just put in work for him, when the homeboy just put in work for him, that's scary. So she may want to think twice about trying to stand by his side. But like I said, I'm not going to judge her. But she may want to think twice. Now, let me say this. Yeah, she needs some therapy. She's going through a lot. She's going through a lot. Let me read what his lawyer had to say. So give me just a second now. This is where I have issues with this. Okay. So they're saying here, Lucci, Rayshon Bennett, turned himself in Wednesday, one day after the police announced he was wanted on a number of charges connected to a shooting, including a murder. The 29-year-old rapper was booked into Fulton County Jail. A spokesperson for the police department confirmed that. So then they reached out to the lawyer, and the lawyer says this: "Our review of the initial evidence made available to us indicates there is no basis for any criminal charges against Rayshon Bennett." Lucci's attorney, Drew Finland, told Billboard Friday, January 15th, in a statement, "We will continue our own investigation on his behalf." This is my issue with that. Okay. And a lot of y'all know, you know, I'm not I wasn't raised in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? I was raised in these types of environments. So I don't think anything I'm saying should really shock anybody that I've seen a lot of shit happen. I have friends who've been sitting in prison for the past fucking 20 years, you know, who got involved in gang stuff and just all types of bullshit. They literally wasted their lives, you know, and that's why I feel away when I see all these hip hop dudes who helped to perpetuate this lifestyle and who helped to perpetuate gangbanging. And now they want to be woke and talk down to the Black community. Miss me with the bullshit. My issue with this situation, what the lawyer is saying, is that they're saying that there's no charges that can be brought up against him because he wasn't the shooter. That's what they're saying in so many words. He was driving. He wasn't shooting. How dare they charge my client with murder? Let me break down something. Lucci is very much guilty in the eyes of the law, and they can go about charging him. I've had people that I've known who have been in situations like this, because see, in the movies, they make shit so glamorous. See, in the movies, they can yell cut and you can do that shoot again. You can do that take over. In real life, it's not like that. And the average gangbanger out here on the streets, they're not going to the fucking range. They're not learning how to shoot. This is why we have so many, you know, kids getting shot. You know, because they're going for their rivals, but they're shooting old women on the porch. They're shooting into kids' bedrooms and shit like that because these kids are not getting properly trained on the guns that they're handling. So I know two different cases personally where two young men or a few young men went out to go ride on the ops, closed their eyes and got the shooting and shot their own friend in the head, killed instantly. And guess what? They were charged and sentenced to prison for several years as teenagers. So the only way Lucci can get away with this is because he's a celebrity. Because shit like this happens all the time in any hood USA, where you have a lot of young men who are taking their anger and their frustrations out on other young men who look just like them. But they don't understand how to shoot. They don't understand how to work those powerful fucking pistols and guns. And every now and then, their own homeboys get killed by what the army likes to call friendly fire. And guess what? You will still be charged because you were doing that in the commission of trying to take somebody else's life. Okay, so you missed your target and you shot your homeboy. That ain't got shit to do with the law. You're still going to jail for murder. So please do not get hyped up by Lucci's case, you guys, and think because, oh, well, Lucci was just the driver and that was his friend. They can't charge him. Y'all better wake up and stop letting these celebrities and their benefits of being a celebrity gas you. Because if this was just a regular person and this same scenario took place with just four regular guys, everybody in that vehicle will be charged with murder. And attempted murder for the one who got shot in the stomach and lived. That's how the law works. If me and my homegirl go out right now, what's up, Alejo? Alejo's in here. If me and Alejo, let me use her as an example. Let's say me and her go out to go rob some YouTube rivals, right? We're about to go rob Jeffree Star and Trish Paytas. Me and the homegirl, the unicorns and the tea sippers, right? Let's say we go out to go rob them. Okay, we are in the commission of a crime. I pull out my gun and I'm trying to, you know, put a gun to this person's head and it goes off and I accidentally shoot my friend. I am going to jail for that regardless. That is how it works, you guys. This is very serious and it's really scary. And it's sad that I see so many young people on social media defending this and saying, see, he's not a killer. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't what happened. Oh, his friend got shot. It is what it is. He's about to get off and drop some new music. If he gets off, it's because he's a celebrity. But don't you ever mistake and think that that's what's going to happen to you if you find yourself in the same situation. I know two different instances of young men locked up because they accidentally shot their own friend in the commission of a crime and they were charged with murder of their friend. That is how the law works. But let all these other blogs gas you up and, you know, free my guy. He ain't even do nothing. That's not how the law works. So good luck to Lucci. Still a fan of his music, though. Shit, every day we lit, bitch. I'm still going to listen to his music. But I got to speak truth here. I got to speak truth here. And I just get tired of, you know, it's like the bullshit in hip hop. Just like, what was the situation that happened that really irked me? I never talked about it. And y'all can write it because I don't know all these damn little young rappers' names. He was rapping with Uzi Vert. And Uzi Vert and Gilly, the young boy from Philly. Y'all write his name in here because I don't know his name. Uzi Vert and Gilly are trying to label this young boy a snitch for telling on the guys who killed his brother at 14 years old with his mother. Who is the dude? I'm trying to wait because, you know, the stream is always behind. See if y'all know who I'm talking about. Uzi Vert, he collaborated on the song with Uzi, and Uzi labeled him a snitch. And now everybody's like giving Pop Hunter. Thank you, Victoria. I can't hear what all these damn rapper names. Pop Hunter. That situation pissed me off as well. Y'all are sitting here trying to say that a young boy, y'all are seeing him as a snitch. A young boy who's one was traumatized by watching his brother get killed. He had to go and tell on those people with his mother. And this happened when he was 14 years old. And people in the industry are now backing off of him, saying that he was a snitch because it came out. How sick and demonic is that? But then these same dudes want to sit here and talk to you guys about, you know, doing better and, you know, being better men and this and that. But they're harassing this young dude because of him doing the right thing when he was 14 years old. Who has Uzi ever killed? I don't know Uzi for being some street dude. When has Uzi ever put in work? Besides hopping around on stage in a dress and nail polish and man purses, what work has Uzi put in for him to have all this shit to say about this young boy who watched his brother get killed in front of him? But again, y'all will sit there and co-sign the fuck shit because it's popular, because he's a bigger artist. So now everybody's on this whole, let's cut off Pop Hunter and not mess with him, and he's a snitch and his career is being ruined by him doing the right thing. Do you see how demonic that is? How much we live in such an upside down world that right is wrong and wrong is right? It's sad that somebody who's put in no work in the streets can sit here and tell somebody else they're not street enough. You're a snitch. What bodies do you have, Uzi? Honey, I was very disappointed in that story. That was so sick to me. So sick to me. But yeah, you know, Uzi needs to mind the business that pays him, which is watching, you know what I'm saying, for them hits coming from damn JT's crazy ass, and leave that little boy alone. He did what the fuck he was supposed to do. If somebody had done something to your family member, you'd be telling too, because you don't seem like the type to retaliate at all. I don't get retaliation vibes from Lil Uzi. Somebody called him Lil Susie. You know what? Get out my chat! Somebody called his ass Lil Susie. I'm not fooling with y'all. Get out my chat! Let's see here. Crying on Weedy sent $20. She said, Jules better stop playing before his mom whoop him like she did his uncle. She did whoop Jay-Z ass, though. That was crazy in that damn elevator. I still wish there was audio to this day so we could know exactly what led up to it. Listen here, Lakeisha Scott sent $5. She says, yes, the lawyer represents a lot of lawyers and celebrities. He's called the billion-dollar lawyer. He was King Von's lawyer, too. Thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, and like I said, if he gets off, which he may, I'm not going to say that Lucci can't get off because, again, money talks, bullshit walks. But if he gets off, it's only due to his celebrity, if he's able to get off. Because if that was in any other situation, any other circumstance, he'd be tried. And that'd be the end of it. You would be charged and tried for murder because they were in the commission of a crime. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Stephanie Collins sent $10, says, I love this show. As a crime defense attorney, Often you give general statements of denial to the media because you cannot ethically concede guilt. I agree that the group will be liable for what one does. Thank you so much. And thank you for co-signing everything I said. Yeah. And you know, and I kind of figured that he had to kind of just say something. But unfortunately, what happens is that young people run with it and they feel like their favorite rapper is about to get off. He did nothing wrong. And it's like, ah! You know what I'm saying? Pump the brakes, young folks. He's very much going to go to court for this. This is serious. And this happens in every day in America. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people that are locked up right now because they killed their friend by accident. Let's see here. Urena Kara says, T, happy birthday to your son. We say Anru Nsheti Omoru in Igbo. You know, I don't speak Igbo hood. I just butchered that. I speak Yoruba. But thank you, sis. She says, I have four sons and I like to watch them because of topics like this with these young rappers. I like my sons to just stick with each other. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's the best way, ma'am. Have your brothers, you know, have brothers hang with each other and have each other's back and, you know, raise them. Now, when they're young, honey, girl, it's so hard when they're young because they beef and they fight over every damn thing. But then at one point you wake up, they get to a certain age and they're like best friends, you know, and that's the part that just warms my heart because my youngest and my oldest, you know, they're 4 years apart. We're like, they're really good friends now. Whereas when they were younger, they were always like just always getting into it and beefing. But now it's like they hang out, they go shopping together, you know, they, you know, just hang out, you know, and that's all a mother can ask for is to, you know, that's your brother. You know, at the end of the day, when we as parents are no longer here, all you have is your siblings, you know, so you have to cherish each other. So thank you so much for the super chat. I still can't believe I got a 20-year-old, man. Oh, my God. And then some of y'all be like, oh, my God, y'all are like the same age as my kids. Like, damn. Time be flying. Yep, be your brother's keeper. And your sister's keeper. Let's see here. Let me go ahead. What was the next topic? Wendy Williams. Now, this Wendy Williams situation is a mess. I want to definitely hit on this. Now, Wendy came out the other day and basically let the world know that she was raped. Oh, sorry. I can't say that word. Ard. I hate social media and all these, how we just can't say certain things. I just hate it. But she was basically date Ard. By some R&B singer. Now, I've never heard of this R&B singer. His name was Shurik. Never heard of him a day in my life, but that doesn't mean anything. She says that she basically had met him on the set. Well, he came to her. She was DJing. And so he had invited her to come watch and perform. He ended up assaulting her. Let me go ahead and play you guys the video here, the audio. Make sure I have that ready. Just a second. Go ahead and pull this up here. Okay. All right, I want you guys to go ahead and listen to what Wendy had to say about the situation. All right, here it goes.
Well, I didn't do that on purpose. His name is Sherrick, and he was an R&B singer from the 90s or the 80s, and he had a song out called Call Me, and he was tall, like 6 feet five, and he date raped me. He was an artist. He came into town, into D.C., and he mesmerized me with his twinkling eyes. He flipped the interview around to where he was interviewing me, and I was just all gaga over this man. And he asked me to go to an opening party, you know, an album release party with him that night. And before the party, I was date raped by him. And after that, I found out he had spent time in jail, and he was from California. All the things that... Listen, you know, and then I was date raped in college. But, you know, those types of things happen to girls all the time, and they've been happening a lot you know, to a lot of our mothers, grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, and their great-great-grandmothers too. And date rape is something that women just have to know who they are with and know their surroundings and the circumstances. I put myself in a bad circumstance in both places. You know, in college, I was in a dorm room. I went to the guy's dorm room, okay? And not for the purpose of having sex. I thought he was my friend, but he used a vulnerable moment because we were smoking bud. And then with Sherrick, I went to his hotel room. I believed that he was going to change into, you know, his album release outfit. And I always went to work with, you know, full makeup and full outfit because I was always that DJ girl who never dressed like a DJ. You know, I was always ready for let's go. And I'd be like, okay, let's go.
All right, y'all. So let me come back on the screen here. Okay, so you guys just heard what Wendy had to say about the situation. So on top of that, she also has a new movie coming out on Lifetime, and it's basically the Wendy Williams story. So some people are saying that, you know, why she's speaking on this now? She's only doing this for clout. She's trying to get attention for her new movie. And to me, that's irrelevant. She's spoken about this before in her books. See, before there was ever a Wendy Williams on television that you guys know today, she had also written a lot of books, and I used to buy her books. She's the one who first put it out there about the Dirty Backpack click, okay? The Neo Soul click. She was blasting them way back in the early 2000s. But her coming out with a TV special, Lifetime movie, that doesn't negate what this man allegedly did to her. So now the ex-wife is speaking out, or the widow. I don't think she's his ex. I think she's just his widow, because he died in like 1999. He's been dead for a long time. So this is what she's saying. Let me go ahead and pull that up here. Trying to find the article. I have so many screens up. Let me see if this is it. I have like literally like 50 pages up of like everything. Okay, here we go. Page 6. So the widow's name is Lynn Connor Smith, and she's now just breaking her silence on everything. So she told Page 6, she says, "Let Sherrick rest in peace as the man that she loves. He's not here to defend himself." And she says, "Sherrick was a beautiful man, a genius with a voice like an angel. And we have 3 amazing children. This is quite painful to not only us, but to his nieces and his siblings." He died in 1999. And during the panel discussion, Wendy Williams claimed that Sherrick mesmerized her with his twinkling eyes. And he basically flipped the interview around to where he was interviewing her. So they're basically going on to talk to her about it. And so she wants to be left alone. She's saying that her family is being harassed now because of these, you know, allegations, and that he's not here to defend himself. And that may be true. And I don't think that she should get any blame for what her ex-husband has done. That's not her fault. You know, nobody should be attacking her or the children. But just because he was a sweet man to you, yet, you know, people have different sides of them that you just don't know. It's no different than when we were talking earlier about Regine and Lucci. I'm sure he's like the sweetest guy to Regine and, you know, treats her like a queen and whatever else. But he's also driving his homeboys to go do a drive-by. So you never can really put anything past anyone, you know. And I think that Wendy has the right to tell her story. I believe her. I don't think she's lying about it. Is the timing suspect? Maybe, you know, could be to further push the Lifetime movie. You know, after all, folks got to eat. You know, and if I can push it talking about this and actually naming somebody now, because when she had her book, she didn't name him. She talked about it, but she never said his name. So that might be a reason for why she's saying it, you know, to help push that Lifetime movie. But it does not negate the fact that she was date art. And this happens to a lot of women, and a lot of women are ashamed to speak on it. A lot of women are ashamed to talk out, because so many times when you go out on a date with somebody, you want to look your best, you know, got the titties perked up. Let's keep it real, right? So, you know, we're looking our best, titties is perked up, hair is done, baby hair is on fleek. eyebrows, makeup, you know, we look beautiful. You want to send your best representation, you know, and sometimes people come with, you know, really sinister intentions. And even if you go back to the, you know, to that person's house or apartment, you know, you might just be going back there because, hey, you guys had a really good dinner date. And now we can go back to the apartment and talk. That doesn't necessarily give you the right to violate me or attempt to take something from me, especially if that's not where my mind is at. So this does happen to people, you know, and a lot of times women will not report it because they get blamed. Like, well, what were you wearing? Or why did you go back to his house? Or, you know, well, if it was a date, you should have just kept it at dinner. You know what I'm saying? So it can be very uncomfortable. And so sometimes women will just keep this to themselves. So at the end of the day, I think people have the right to tell their story. He's not here to defend himself or say his side. But damn it, look how many people are still alive here to defend themselves. And they, you know what I mean? Like, you just got some weird ass people. Matter of fact, let's get on Army real quick. That weirdo guy that they came out that he was out here. He's basically a low-key cannibal. Army Hammer. Nobody would have suspected. I mean, I think he's a very handsome guy. Tall, you know, very handsome. Who would have suspected that he'd be talking to women like that? He's very sadistic. You know, so you never really know anybody. Let me see if I can find some of the things that he was saying. It was just really creepy watching this the other day. I was just doing some research on him for like my own edification.
Yes, you get it. Shout out to all my tea sippers out. Ooh,
I got videos playing in the background. I'm sorry. But basically, it was a lot of things that he was saying to these women. I'm trying to find the message here if they have it. But he has like a lot of really tall issues. And I'm sure his ex-wife had no idea that he was over here trying to cannibalize women and asking to drink their blood. And I've noticed a lot of people in Hollywood are trying to play it off like, oh, these women are just over-exaggerating. Those text messages are fake. People are just hating on him. But more and more women are coming out about his weird behavior. So that's the thing. You just never really know people and what they're involved in, especially in this industry. And a lot of times, you know, men in the celebrity realm will use their power and their influence to be able to do things like that, because you wouldn't look at him and think that he would even be involved in something like that or harassing women and saying things like that to women. But he is. And that's the part that's just like really disturbing. I'm trying to see if I can find the messages that he was sending out to people, see if they come up. But if not, y'all can look for them. It was like a really big deal on Twitter. He was trending for all this stuff. Okay, looks like he's finally speaking out. Let me see. I haven't followed up because I was waiting to see if he's going to ever say something. Because up until then, he hadn't said anything about the situation. He'd been really quiet. So let me see what he has to say for himself. Because this man, he's a lunatic. And he's lost a lot of his endorsements. So that's come out. He's losing a lot of endorsements. So that might be why he's breaking his silence. He's supporting me. Okay. So this is what he's saying. Because they're trying to take him out of the Jennifer Lopez movie. So now he's speaking out. He's saying that Lionsgate is supporting me in this. And I'm grateful to them for that. Then he went on to say, given the intimate start date of the shotgun wedding, Army has requested to step away from the film, and we support him in his decision to do so. So it looks like he's stepping away from the film, and he's saying that he's grateful for Lionsgate for supporting him. But my thing is, if he did nothing wrong, why would you step away from the film? And I found his tweets here. Let me go ahead and pull them up for you. I think he's a straight up weirdo. There's something very sadistic about him. So let me show y'all this really quick. So this is the stuff that somebody had posted that he was sending to multiple victims. So he was saying, oh, my God, this just made me so hard. It makes me confused as to why. Is that even possible? So hard. Thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling when it beats. I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. F. That's scary to admit, B. I'll never admitted that before. I've cut I've cut the heart out of a living animal before and eaten it while it was still warm. Mm. And then they also said he is obsessed with drinking blood. This is the deeply rooted cannibal side of him. It's scary. He was obsessed with drinking my blood. His manipulative behavior rewired my brain to make it seem like to make me see love in it. You are not alone. Speak up and speak truths and facts. Then he also goes on to say, I need your help, ASAP kitten. You around, I'll phone you later. They say, yes, how can I help, daddy? Oh my God, when you call me that, it gets me so horny. I need to drink your blood. Why the distance? I'm yours, daddy. I will help you. I need you to rent us a place and set it up with a list of things I'll mail you about. Of course, where? I'm going to be so naughty and kinky when you're there. Oh, the possibilities. So this man has a lot of issues. Even here in this part, it says, good girl, your body is so effing perfect. It's mine and I'm into you. I need your blood. I crave it. I will give it to you tomorrow. Don't forget that you're mine. That topic, once again, is very intense. I am intense. I need your blood. I want you to feed it to me. Let me get back on the screen. This dude is a weirdo, okay? When I first saw all that stuff and I was reading it at the time, I just got like a lot of chills. And to see the mainstream, of course, they're going to try and play it off like, oh, this is just somebody hating. This is fake. Again, if there's nothing real to this, why would he back away from the film? You know, and remember, like, I think it was like 2-3 years ago when I had told you guys that they're trying to normalize cannibalism. And you're going to see cannibalism getting more and more normalized as the years go on. And now we have this guy. And, you know, some of these women, they're saying that they were victims of him and he manipulated them. But a lot of these women are full of shit as well. In my personal opinion, like, at what point do you love yourself and say that this isn't normal? Like, I don't care how fine somebody is. You're not drinking my blood. Like, bitch, I need my blood to survive. Like, what the hell? Like, how is this normal? You know what I'm saying? Like, a dude is telling you that he wants to, like, you know, carve your heart out and hold it in his hand. I'm sorry. He would never get another text from me, let alone me meeting up to have sex with him. Like, a lot of these women, they carried on these relationships with him. And there's not that much manipulation in the world. I'm sorry. Everything about him just comes off as very, very dark and sinister. And let's not forget, he was also married. And a lot of these women knew that he was married. And they were so, you know, they were still willing to be the other woman and allow him to do all this stuff to them. So something about him is just weird. And some of the women too. Because you can even tell by the conversations, they cut out a lot of the stuff that they said too. Because I'm sorry, people just don't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to drink your blood. Or, hey, let me hold your beating heart in my hand. What was the conversation that led up to this? Like, I need the full damn gambit. Don't just send me a small little snippet, bitch. What did you say to him to get him in that mind frame? I don't know. I got to keep it real. I want to see the whole text conversation because I want to know what they were saying, too. The whole shit sign just gives me serial killer vibes. Y'all know I'm going to keep it real. Let's see here. Alexander Campbell says, Armie Hammer needs to date Azealia Banks. That is the Demon Time duo. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. I agree. Him and Azealia, they definitely would make, they would have fun together. They definitely would have fun together. Let me go ahead here. Yeah, so that I didn't even mean to go there with the Armie, but yeah, he has serious issues. Let's see here. Tanika Consul sent $10. She says, I'm at work. I have to log in to support. I love your channel. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I really appreciate you. Kayla Run sent $2.99, says, classic, stay in style, T. You look great as always. Thank you so much, sis, and thanks for coming through. Chrissy Howard says, I love you, T. Been watching you for years. Are you going to watch Bridgerton on Netflix? It's the 15th century Shonda Rhimes created. Also Lovecraft Country with Journey Smollett on HBO. I have watched Lovecraft Country. I watched like the first two episodes and then I didn't come back, but I do want to get back into it. But I haven't heard of the other one, Bridgerton. I'm gonna have to check that out when I get done with Game of Thrones. So that sounds good. So thank you so much. Let's see here. King of Makeup says, hey, T, sorry I'm late, but I'm going to watch the playback. And girl, you can't go MIA on us like that. And beyond, you are the Beyonce of YouTube. If we don't see you in 2 days, we panic. Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. You guys are too sweet. I really appreciate that. Let's see here. Jerry Belize says, oh, okay. I think I read his already. Let's see. Ex Callie Garcia sent $9.99. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. Bailey Biggins says, hey, T, I've been watching you for years. I never really comment. Just wanted to show you some love and support. Thank you so much, Bailey. Thank you for the super chat, sis. So how long have I been? Okay, I've been on here already for an hour and 20 minutes. I want to also speak on this before I leave. I think I hit everything. So now I have to speak on this, you guys. I don't know if you guys know, but Jimmy Iovine has sold his entire catalog, his entire musical catalog. Shakira has too. Shakira, the biggest Latin artist from Colombia, she has sold her catalog also. They have both sold their catalogs to Hipgnosis for an undisclosed amount. So this is causing a lot of controversy in the industry. I know I spoke about Hipgnosis a few streams ago about all these celebrities like Lil Wayne and so many others selling their catalogs. And what do they know that we don't know? Why are they jumping ship? And it's going to be really scary when you have one entity owning all of music, because that's what it seems to be happening. They spent what they said, like $1.1 billion on all of these musical catalogs so far, and they're not seeing it stopping anytime soon. So let me go ahead and read to you guys this article here about Jimmy Iovine selling his catalog. So it says here, Jimmy Iovine is best known of one of the music industry's biggest power players, co-founder of Interscope Records and Beats by Dre Headphone Empire, and also Apple Music executive. He began his music career as a musical producer and engineer, working with Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, John Lennon, Patti Smith, U2, Stevie Nicks, and many others from the mid-70s until the 90s. The ever-growing Hipgnosis songs, which have invested $1.5 billion in the music catalogs in just 2.5 years, announced that it acquired 100% of Jimmy Iovine's catalog of everything he produced, the royalties comprising of 259 songs, his film production royalties from Eminem's 8 Mile, and 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying. The terms of the deals have not been disclosed. So something is going on in the industry that him, Shakira, and so many people have sold their catalogs. 100% ownership. They've given it up. And isn't it interesting that now that the Black musicians are talking about owning their masters? Because remember, nobody was really talking about masters for a long time. It was always like a hush-hush, you know, behind-the-scenes type deal. And I've noticed that a lot of artists, especially Black artists, have been talking about trying to buy back their masters, trying to own their masters. The fact that it's called masters and they're signing slave contracts says a lot, right? So I find it very interesting that now that the talk of masters and ownership has been in the forefront for the past few years, now we're seeing this huge shift where big names like Jimmy Iovine are selling their masters. Something ain't clean in the buttermilk. To me, something is going on. Now, I also want to read to you guys this article, and I think this article might kind of explain what's going on. It kind of felt that way to me. He did an interview recently, if you guys don't know, it was like a year ago, because I was trying to just figure out, like, you know, why would Jimmy Iovine do this out the blue? And he did an interview with the New York Times. I believe it was the New York Times. And basically in that interview, Jimmy Iovine is talking about how he's worried about the merging of music and tech. Because Jimmy Iovine, if you guys have not seen his backstory, he has this really dope documentary that he did with Dr. Dre. I remember when I used to fly back and forth to LA I'd always watch it. It was like an HBO documentary. I forgot the name of, I want to say maybe it was called Undefeated. I'm not sure, but it's a really dope documentary. And it really tells you, like, you know, how Jimmy Iovine came to be who he is and just all the work that he put into the industry and working with different celebrities and musicians. And so basically, he did this interview last year. So I want to go ahead and read to you guys a snippet of what he's saying, because he was saying some truth. So in the interview, they're asking him these questions. They're saying, what about the future of the record business? Why should the next Billie Eilish sign with the record company at all? And so he's saying that the artist now has something they've never had before, which is massive direct communications with their audience from the house, their bed, their car, whatever. Because of that, everybody wants them. Spotify wants them. Apple Music wants them. Coke wants them. Pepsi wants them. And the people that make terrible second records are still famous and still have online audiences. The power of celebrity, this obsession with Instagram, is driven by personality and lifestyle. So hail to the artists, because in the end, they are winning. It's not their problem to figure out how the streaming companies and the record companies are going to make more money. It's the streaming company and the record company's problem to figure out how to become more valuable to that artist. So that says a lot. Then they also go on to ask about Taylor Swift. They said, what do you think about Taylor Swift pushing for control of her master recordings? He says, well, who doesn't want to own their masters? But what she is doing is exemplifying that, because she has a great platform. That's going to have an effect, and it isn't going to be neutral. So if you're a 16-year-old kid making music on Pro Tools, that is now in the conversation. If I was still at Interscope, I would say, okay, this is coming. So I have to figure out, how do I evolve my relationship with the artist? So I think that's the issue that's going on for Jimmy Iovine and many people, like producers. Timbaland sold his beats as well. Who else? I don't think it was Pharrell. It was like a bunch of other names. I talked about this a few streams ago. But I think that is the problem now, is that the pendulum is shifting. The old way is dying. And, you know, because of social media, because of the internet, because of Instagram, there's this new medium. When you have TikTokers like Charli D'Amelio, who is just as famous and just as rich as musicians who have had to learn their craft, and dancers who have had to learn their craft, damn near break a toe, to, you know what I'm saying, to like really get some of these dance moves down, the playing field is not equal, more or less. I'm not going to say all the way equal, because we still see a lot of Black artists and Black, you know, TikTokers and social media people not getting the same percentage of the pie as everybody else, but that's a whole nother stream. Because the playing field now is now leveled, it has many in the music industry worried. And that is their beef with tech. And I believe what's going to happen as the years go on is that eventually, you know, the record label doesn't want to die out. The music industry, they've been rich. They've had a monopoly forever. And we can go back to Cadillac Records when they were, you know, giving Black folks a Cadillac and taking all their masters and making money off of it. So they've had a monopoly for years. So tech scares them, because like he said, now you have a 16-year-old who is understanding the conversation now. That's why I said there's no excuse for people to be crying about, oh, I signed this terrible deal. There's too much information. If you signed a terrible deal, you signed it because you wanted to sign it, because there's too much information and there's too many ways to eat and be a SoundCloud artist where you don't even need the majors, you know? So I think what it is that a lot of people in the industry, the record label specifically, they're very bothered because of social media, because now we don't have to, you know, pay these companies and split press runs, because you can just go onto your social media page. And a lot of these artists, they're able to make their own money if they're not signed to 360 deals, because now they can have money from advertisers on Instagram to advertise Flat Tummy Tea or the latest this and the latest that. And the record company, they don't get any dibs in that if they're not signed to a 360. So I think what's going to happen, because of how fast technology is moving, is that eventually you're going to be charged for everything on social media. Social media is going to be commodified because we cannot have regular people being able to make so much money and then these industries are being put out. You know, YouTube makes billions and we get a fraction of that, right? So we get money from YouTube. I think anywhere from 30 to 50% depending is what they take out, right? But where does that, then they pay like, you know, money to like some of the music companies hosting their videos of their artists and stuff like that. So a lot of the tech companies, they have their hands all throughout the pot. And it's definitely making these other industries uncomfortable. So I think eventually what will happen is that they will start charging, like I said before, for email. Every time you send out an email, just like, you know, when you send out a postage, there'll be a charge for that. You want to go onto Instagram, there'll be a charge for that. You want to come onto YouTube, now there's a charge for that. Everything is going to subscription base, is basically what I'm trying to say. And we see it now with television. I can't tell you how much I pay in all these subscriptions. It's bad enough cable is dying, but cable, you know, is like minimum $200 with your internet. But now, in order to go and watch these shows, you now have to have HBO Max. And then Starz has a streaming package because they're all in competition with Netflix. And now they're taking stuff off of Netflix and saying, well, now you can't watch any X-Men stuff on Netflix because we have Disney Plus. So now in order for me to watch all my X-Men shit, I had to go buy Disney Plus, you know? So it's like everything is being commodified. If y'all don't see the writing on the wall, and I'm not trying to go super deep here, but whatever, that is the writing on the wall. That is basically in layman's terms, that is what Jimmy Iovine is saying. The old industry is dying, okay? And the new monopolies, we're going into a technocracy. That is what's getting ready to happen. And they're going to start charging for everything. And it's already happening, you know? And why do you think now they're even trying to commodify podcasting? You have a lot of these streaming services now running to grab podcasters and get people into the podcasting realm. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting, but I think that that is why a lot of these people are now ditching their music catalogs. They know something that we don't really know. You know, the masters are everything in the industry. So for somebody like Jimmy Iovine, like that probably perked me up even more than when Timbaland did it. Because Jimmy Iovine, if you know his backstory, that man's been in the game for years. He's a very shrewd businessman. He's about his money. So for him to be willing to send, I'm sure they gave him a pretty penny. Trust me. He got a pretty penny for that catalog. So for him to jump ship, that told me a lot. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting to see like where we end up in the future as far as like music. And, you know, like I said, everything is so commodified and it's such a competition. Even going back to what I was saying earlier about fast fashion, how even the fashion houses are dying because of social media. Because remember, all this stuff was exclusive. You had to be somebody to be somebody to be somebody to be sitting in the front seat at a, you know, Gianni Versace fashion show in Milan. Regular Joe Blows weren't allowed to go to fashion shows. So then the people said, F your fashion shows. We're going to create our own shit on social media. And it made it a way where anybody now can, you know, start their own fashion line. And because they have a following, people will go buy it. Just like think about the monopolies in makeup. Maybelline, Revlon. I don't know. That's what I can think right now. But those are like the big names when I was growing up. Maybe it's Maybelline, CoverGirl. Those were the big names. But because of social media, now you have, you know what I'm saying, Jeffree Star Cosmetics, who has given a run to some of these old makeup houses. The pendulum is shifting. And it has a lot of these industries worried. From television to makeup to the music industry. Yep, Supercent with her Crayola crayon case. Yeah. So that's what it is to me. That's how I'm interpreting this. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I'm looking at it. is that you have a lot of companies now, they're nervous. That's why now they're willing to work with YouTubers and, you know, willing to back up YouTubers, you know, makeup lines and stuff like that. You know, so yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens next with just all of this stuff. Even think about Fenty Beauty. She's one, Fenty Savage, her lingerie line. You hear more about Fenty Savage than you do Victoria's Secrets. So, yeah, I believe that is why a lot of these folks are jumping ship. They know that that money is it's not coming in the way it was. You know, now you see high end products at like TJ Maxx. Stuff that you would only see like at a Macy's boutique is now at TJ Maxx on sale for $5. So I think a lot of stuff around the world, a lot of these companies, they're facing a huge recession and they're facing huge competition with social media, with influencers, with people being able to get a bag without, you know, having to go through the normal way, through the normal channels. Even what I do here. Like right now, there are 12,000 people damn near watching me. Normally, nobody would have access to me if it wasn't for social media. I'd have to probably, you know, bounce on a few peens and suck a few peens to, you know, get a show in the industry. But I don't have to do that. Created my own damn show. The old way is dying and these people are getting nervous. So on that note, you guys, man, this has been a good stream. How long have I been on here? I think I've been on here for almost 2 hours. Like, seriously. Yeah, I've been on here for, oh, no, hour and 35 minutes. So this was a good stream. I just really appreciate you guys spending the past hour and 35 minutes with me. Lots of good dialogue, lots of good conversation. Thank you all for the super chats. Thank you to everybody who came through. I really appreciate it. But, yeah, you know, I just want everybody to just wake up. Get that money how you can. Right now, while, you know, people are home and jobs are shutting down, everybody should be trying to figure out a way to hustle, period. To get a second hustle and to do stuff and to make moves. Like I've been telling y'all on Discord, y'all better watch that housing market. That is a good way to get a bag. This is the time. Interest rates at an all-time low. Do what you got to do because they're nervous for a reason. So, all right, you guys, it was good talking to you guys. Everybody have a good weekend. I'll see you guys later. I'm about to watch Game of Thrones or something. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye.